Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 10th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. A long weekend, which is almost relaxing when you have kids. So
yeah. Happy Turkey Day to you, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
Canadian Turkey Day. U.S. Turkey Day is not till next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely long weekends are... Let me rephrase that. Long weekends around family holidays are generally not relaxing.
Nope.
Especially when you have kids. Yeah. When you're a teenager or you have no responsibilities, they're totally relaxing. As soon as you get a girlfriend and you got to go to like two different places and figure out how you're going to get to where and, you know, parents want to have events at the same time and stuff, then it starts getting complicated. And then we don't learn. And then we get married and have kids. Or don't get married and have kids. And we up the difficulty level. Because we're stupid. So, just throwing that out there. My little insight from Paul. All right. And then the really stupid people had their wedding anniversary on that same holiday and then forget about it.
That's another level.
I totally next leveled that. All right. So, let's get started in the news while I go to, so I can go and attempt to save my marriage. So first up this week, we're going to talk about, the Nod crowdfunding news. And then as always, we're going to go into our crowdfunding stuff. For new releases this week, we have first up, damn it, Antoine, Modifius.
It's not the first time we have them on the show.
It doesn't mean I've gotten any better at pronouncing it. Modifius Entertainment Fallout Wasteland Warfare.
So this is a skirmish game based on the Fallout universe. It's, they say 1 to 2 player, but reading through it, I didn't see really any stuff about solo play. But they mention AI cards, so it's probably possible. But the website is not really comprehensive yet, and the rules are not out, so... We'll see how it goes. It's on pre-order right now, and you can order either the regular kit or the Risen 2-player star for sharper miniatures and a batch of bundles with terrain and stuff like that. So, for people
I'm guessing it's fairly low model count because it looks like a lot of the units are only like 3-4 models.
Yeah, they mentioned 3 to 30 somewhere while I was reading. 30 is pretty high, but if 3 is also playable, 3 is probably a giant horde.
So realistically, it's probably cap level. Yeah, realistically, it's probably somewhere in between 10-15 models.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Which is still going to make it. This hobby isn't cheap. It's going to make it a little bit pricey, but not too bad. I think it's got that magical. The $100 entry point that most games do.
Yep. The 2-player starter set is $100 Canadian.
Well, there you go.
Well, 98 and 99 cents, so...
The core boxes are about 8 models at $66, and then you can add another unit for 40. So, you can get 12, 13 models, whatever, for $100. Which seems to be a good size for this game. All right.
Or you mentioned pre-order. The pre-order are still far off, though. You are pre-ordering, and they will be shipping in Wave. And the Wave actually is March 2018.
Well, that's not that bad, all things considered.
No, it's kind of a small Kickstarter, almost.
You know, someday I'm going to get Rail Raiders. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Never again. Okay, next up, Miniature Tale, Colonel Connor.
So this is a 54mm sci-fi model. Looks kind of a realistic Terminator, maybe.
Yeah, his head is actually above his shoulders, so definitely realistic Terminator style. It's a cool looking model.
Mm-hmm. Makes me think of the loader in Alien, kind of a more combat style suit.
Yeah.
In that genre.
It looks kind of cool. There's parts that I really like and parts that I find a little less interesting. Like, I think his hands look kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
That could just be the paint job and me not really... No, the hands are like in these weird metal gloves.
Yeah.
That seem to not have individual fingers. They're like metal mittens.
Yeah, they're kind of probably just triggers for the weapons on the arms.
Yeah. But the rest of the suit is pretty interesting. And like you said, it's a pretty large scale too.
Yeah, 54 scale.
And for the price, 16 euros, I think is a very reasonable price for a model that size.
Yes. It's on pre-order. No mention of the release date.
Hmm. All right. But yeah, if you like a more realistic looking sci-fi, that could be very cool. All right. Next up, Artifact Miniatures. Rathalos the Sea Dragon on pre-order.
This is a pretty big piece. It's
yeah.
350 millimeter from the bottom of his base to the tip of the tail. It's a giant sea dragon. It's, as you mentioned, on pre-order. It will be print and cast because it's a 3D print. Print and cast in November, and shipping will start the first week of December. We mentioned the size also because the price goes with it. It's a true 200 euros price tag.
Yeah, which shouldn't surprise anyone at that size.
Yeah, almost when.
What's over a foot?
Over a foot, yeah.
Because 30 centimeters or 300 millimeters would be a foot.
Yep.
So at that size, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised that a resin model is, a highly detailed resin model is 200 euros. So it seems to be in the right price point. It's an interesting look for Sea Dragon, too.
Yeah.
It's a little different than what we've seen. I like the style.
Yeah, kind of almost like the flying Asian dragons, but a water version.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely some Asian inspiration in there. All right. What's next? Corvus Belli, Infinity October releases.
As usual, they have releases for almost all their factions, if not all kind of cool models. Once again, they have... I don't know if they're all called that, but the koalas, the small drones that the Bakunin nomad use, I always like those. So, and there is a Taskmaster that come with three of those.
Nice. Talking about battle suits, that Ranger Bat.
Yes.
Now that's my faction actually, Ariadna. It's or the faction I have models for.
Speaking of exosuit, that is a
cool yeah. This it needs more guns. I of course am being facetious.
Yeah,
I like how he's got a combat knife just in case the giant machine guns all over it aren't enough.
Yeah, like a combat knife that is the size of the torso of any man, at least.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This thing is awesome. This model. And Yom probably never listens to this, so I'm safe saying this. This model almost makes me want to get into Infinity. There, I've said it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been recorded for all the year. So Yom has recorded proof.
And they have a bunch of other stuff. You should look at it either on their Facebook. We have a link toward the gallery where they have a ton of pictures of all the releases. In groups, in setting, on neutral background, everything you need.
Those little droids, and oh my god, Antoine, no wonder you love them.
Yeah, the crazy koalas.
They're so adorable. Well,
there's two koalas and another one that they call a tin butt, which is a bit different.
I don't care. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's totally, totally awesome. Man, this game has beautiful miniatures.
Oh, yes.
If the rulebook didn't give me nightmares...
Yeah, the second edition one was already not that bad, and I'm sure the third one is even better, so.
I tried to read the third one. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Story for another show. All right. Next up, Reaper Miniatures, Lisette, Elf Wizard.
So we've mentioned that multiple times since the start of the year. They are having, for the 25th anniversary, a monthly resculpting of a model in their line. For the month of October, it's, as you said, Lizard the Elf Wizard. If you buy for $40, you get one for free, or you can also buy one for $11 on the store.
Yeah, and it's...
It's a cool-looking kind of wood elf wizard.
Yeah. And I just realized their studio piece was painted by Anne Forrester. That's interesting, because I don't think Anne's painted anything in quite a while for the studio. Unless I'm mistaken. So that's very cool. For those who don't know, Anne actually is the person behind the Reaper paint line. She's in charge of that and does all the formulations and stuff. Or works with their chemist to get the formulations, and she's the one that does all the production in the facility, so. Very cool. Alright. What do we got next? War Cradle Studio. New Wild West Exodus pre-orders. Man, War Cradle. My the heroes of the miniature world. The saviors, I should say.
Here. My order of tabs was wrong. So, they have a bunch of releases, 9 different items this week. Most of them are what they call hands. I don't remember if it was the term in the start, like for regular troopers.
Hired hands.
Okay. They just call them hands now. Probably just a shorter version, or might be for the new edition of the rules, they changed the term a bit. So you have hands for a bunch of the factions, and also 2 other things. One is a civilian set of 3 models. And what they call Juiced the X-Beast. Or Juiced X-Beast. I don't know if it's a name or just a...
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know enough.
An adjective. And the X-Beast is for the X faction.
I don't think I see anything from my faction in here.
No, I think it's about half of them.
Yeah, I'm glad that the game is continuing. I had very nice models. I had a lot of potential. The game was pretty fun from the couple demos I played. I mean, fun enough that it convinced me to buy models. And the models were certainly interesting. So I'm glad someone's picked that up and is going to try to make a go of it.
There was a program to exchange the rulebook. Did you get into it?
No, because I don't have a rulebook.
Yom got the rulebook, right?
That's right.
When you bought it...
Well, we bought the 2-player starter, but they didn't... So here's what happened. We were at Adepticon. We looked at buying the 2-player starter, but one of the factions in there was not a faction I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Yom wanted one of the 2 factions. So what they did is they let us basically buy all the components separately
yeah.
and charge us the price of a 2-player starter, which was very cool of them. So I got Holy Order of Man. Is that what it's called? I don't remember. The churchies.
Yeah, the order. Yeah.
Yeah. And Yom got something.
The nation? Wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
The warrior nations?
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, you got a better memory and you weren't even there. Yeah, so I actually assembled, I've got a bunch of that stuff assembled and ready to go. And I started painting it, strangely enough. So, that's good news that's going. All right. That takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news.
Before that.
Oh, yes.
You skipped one.
I did. Oh!
The one I just did. Before.
Yes, I did. Sorry about that. Privateer Press, new Hordes releases.
Yeah, they could have just, I could have said just Grimkin releases. So it's, I think that's the last of the releases and everything is out with that batch.
So we've seen everything before though, because it was in the starter box. There was a couple exceptions. Yeah. Zavanna Aga, the Fate Keeper, was not in the starter box, obviously.
Which and is the Old Witch, the... Mm-hmm. Or second and third version that works either for Grimkin or for Kador.
And the Madcaps.
Yeah. The smaller bum contraption or strange thing. Yeah, the rest was available in the starter box. Yeah. the Savannah I got looks so cool. I like the concept of the Baba Yaga chicken house. So this is a really Iron Kingdom version eyes of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a very cool version. And the model's very big. I haven't seen one. It's quite large. I don't know. The style of the model is very Grimkin. Like, I see that working. I don't know if I would use it in my Kador army. Because I don't think thematically it really fits.
I don't find it too bad. If you remove the couple of
the little amp in the front with
the candles and stuff like that to just put have it more Kador like and remove the kind of story tales aspect of it.
The fairy tale aspects, yeah.
Fairy tale, yeah, not story tale, yeah.
And I noticed also in the picture that Privateer Press posted, this one is standing upright, so it's obviously one of the newer casts.
Yeah.
If you buy a kit now, though, it does have a replaced leg, so she won't slide down to the base.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice. They're really quick to fix that, so good for Privateer Press. Sign of a good company. All right. Did I forget anything else, Antoine?
I think that's it.
All right. Now we're going to go to Kickstarter. Okay. And first up is a friend of ours, TH Miniatures, Miniature Scenery Terrain for Tabletop Gaming and War Games 3.
Yeah. So Thierry is back on Kickstarter for this time is snow themed line of terrain. And it's snow / ice because there's a bunch of ice pieces too. What it is, it's a line of risen terrain that's cast in a white resin and ready for you to paint and go to tabletop. It's a nice product, really sharp. I have 2 or 3 different lines of his painted up here, either for myself or for the club. And we always get some because it always is a cool team. This one really fits either a Northern army or if you're playing Frostgrave, it fits right in.
Yeah, this would be perfect for Frostgrave.
The team was picked after a poll that he ran for a couple of, I think there were maybe an handful of them, 5 or 6 different team ideas he had. And he made a poll at the end of his last Kickstarter for what people wanted, and that was the team that was selected. And it was in the height of the launch of Frostgrave, and everybody was crazy about the game, so I'm sure that influenced the team.
Probably. All right. And there's so many sizes of so many different sizes of terrain in the Kickstarter too,
mm-hmm.
which is important to note. So you've got small things you could use for Guild Ball. You've got bigger pieces you could use for War Machine. You've got huge pieces you could use for 40K. So it's very, very neat. Now, let's see. What's the entry-level pledge? Basically, and it's an open pledge. So you basically pledge a dollar amount, and then you can spend that dollar amount on merchandise. There's a $70 pledge level, $150 pledge level. And the $150 pledge level, you start getting unlocked goodies. That's very cool. All right, so let's look at the numbers here. So he was looking for $15,000 Canadian as his goal. He's currently at $10,766 with 14 days left to go. So he still needs to hit his target, but if he does, the Kickstarter will be fully funded on Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. And knowing TH Miniatures, I suspect the delivery date is not too far out.
Yeah, everything is already worked on. He has painted samples for everything, so you just need to start production.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's doing casting in-house or not, but...
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so... There you go. I think... I think... And do you know if there's anything in the Pledge Manager where you can buy previous stuff from previous...
Yes, you can buy everything and add the old Kickstarter price, not the official store price now.
Well, that's important to note, too. So yeah. that's That's very, very cool. But that's only for the Master and Paragon levels. I just saw that. Right?
I'm not sure.
VIP access gives you special prices on THM sceneries from the other thematics. Okay. So ruins, fortifications, volcanoes, and hordes. These prices will automatically be displayed once the pledge manager has been filled out. But that's at 18K. So he hasn't hit that goal yet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Already owning that stuff, I didn't read that much into it.
Yeah. So the first... It looks like the first freebie for Master and Paragon unlocks at $16,000 on the Kickstarter. That seems to be the case. So we haven't had any unlocks yet, but let's get some pledges on there and get some cool terrain for free, guys. All right. Next up. Oakbound Studios, Fractious Waste, post-apocalyptic miniature skirmish game.
So this is another post-apocalyptic game with its own style and its own minis. You do get regular miniature, but it goes up to vehicle size. So there are rules for buggies and trucks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's got a neat look. It's a little different. It's not Mad Maxy post-apocalyptic, which is nice for once. It's got some kind of Mad Maxy elements, but the models look different.
Yeah, it depends on each faction. Some are more militarized or even more tribal.
Exactly. It's a neat idea. Okay, let's look at the pledge levels here. So at 25 pounds, you get one of the starter boxes for a faction, along with any freebies that unlock and access to other add-ons. So that's cool. And then at 55 pounds, you get War for 1984 box set, which I guess is one of their bigger bundles. I think that might be their two-player kind of starter box size. That's cool. All right. So what are the numbers here? So they're looking for 2,000 pounds, and they currently have 1,268 pounds, with 12 days left to go. So if they hit their target, they will fully fund on October 22nd, 2017. And last but not least this week, Fireforge Games, Amazon Smashers, Amazons and Humans for Fantasy Football.
So Fireforge are known for historical miniatures in plastic, usually. I think this is their first both first Kickstarter and first Blood Bowl proxy line. I could be wrong about the Blood Bowl part, but I'm sure it's their first Kickstarter. Most of the stuff they have self-funded before. So the title says it all. It's a bunch of different sculpts for a full Amazon team or a full either human women team.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the models. The models are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the I like the turn and touchdown counter. It's like a little mini bust.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, these sculpts are nice. I mean, they're a little fan servicey, let's not be mistaken. Wow, everyone's got the massive rackage. But they're still cool all the same. What's the pledge? 69 euros gets you the team. And that's got full 16 men lineup. Or 16 woman lineup, I should say. With free shipping to the EU, USA, UK, and Canada. And the rest of the world is only 15 euros. Charged during the pledge manager. All right, so let's look at the numbers. Well, it appears that TNA sells, so they were looking for a goal of 3,000 euros. They're currently at 6,592 euros with 29 days left to go. So that didn't take long.
They're in unlock territory now for add-ons.
Exactly. So unless something strange happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on November 8th, 2017. And that is that.
Yes, it is.
I guess we're done for another week. Antoine, again, thanks very much for the research.
Thanks for all the editing.
All right. Well, I will see you next week for another new show. And hopefully before then for another full Guild of the North. Guilds of the North
what?
And Geeks of the North show. Yeah, we got so many shows to do. Oh, my God. Gonna have more recording time.
Oh, yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.